AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The clock is ticking before President Biden heads to Europe for a pair of summits. He and fellow Democrats continue efforts to reach an agreement on a $1.75 trillion social services climate change package. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Despite House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declaring Democrats are in pretty good shape on President Joe Biden's signature domestic spending plan, there is no final agreement yet. Senator Joe Manchin panned a newly unveiled plan for a billionaire's tax to help pay for the $1.75 trillion package. Manchin also turned thumbs down on paid family leave.
To put this in a reconciliation bill, major policy, not the place to do it.
Biden has been pushing for talks to conclude before he leaves for overseas global summits. But while that deadline is symbolic, another deadline looms Sunday. That's when the smaller bipartisan roads and bridges infrastructure bill must be approved by the House, or funds for routine transportation programs could expire. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House progressives say they will not vote on the infrastructure bill unless the larger legislation is in place. Attorney General Merrick Garland defends a memo aimed at fighting threats and violence against local school officials. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As some school board meetings devolved into shouting contests about COVID-19 requirements and other issues, Garland's memo told Justice Department divisions to coordinate with local law enforcement. Republicans like Chuck Grassley insist he overstepped by essentially stopping parents from speaking out.
So that's a poisonous, chilling effect.
At a Senate hearing, Garland said the memo makes clear free speech is protected.
The only thing we're concerned about, Senator, is violence and threats of violence.
Signaling he has no plans to rescind the memo, as Republicans are demanding. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. The National Rifle Association has been hit by a ransomware attack. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
The hacker group Grief, believed to operate from Russia, has published a handful of what appear to be NRA files on a dark website. Some of the files relate to grants that the National Rifle Association has awarded, and there are reports there are also minutes from a recent meeting as a way to verify the intrusion. A cybersecurity expert, Alan Liska, says it's highly unusual for a politically active group like the NRA to be targeted for a ransomware attack, because he says the hackers really go after vulnerable technology, not a specific organization. An NRA spokesman had no comment on their electronic security. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to crack down on ransomware criminals, but several top cybersecurity officials say there's no evidence of that. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.